Hi there, welcome to PMI Cast, the only podcast in the UK devoted to private medical insurance. My name is Phil Knight, I'll be your host, and you're listening to Season 2 of PMI Cast. Welcome, let's get started. Hi there, and welcome to PMI Cast. I'm Phil Knight, your host and an independent healthcare consultant based in Leeds, West Yorkshire. I look after the private medical insurance needs of individual and corporate clients in the UK and around the world. And you are listening to PMI Cast, the only UK podcast devoted to medical insurance and related healthcare covers. It is Tuesday, the 2nd of September, our normal recording day. And the aim of the podcast is twofold. First of all, to talk in an informed and knowledgeable way about private medical insurance and related insurance covers. And also, and let's be honest about this, to sell my medical insurance practice to potential clients and professional introducers as well. So, this is episode 4 of season 2 of the PMI Cast. If you get chance, you have the first 3 episodes to catch up on. If you are new to the podcast, you also have the back catalogue of the first 20 episodes of season 1 from earlier in the year. And you can find everything on iTunes. Do a search under PMI Cast, or at our streaming website, which is www.pmicast.podbean.com. Now, as normal, we have sponsors of the podcast. Our first sponsor is Podcrate UK for all your podcasting needs. More on them later. And also we have Sonos, who are the manufacturers of a really unique wireless hi-fi system. We're also in discussions with a new exciting sponsor. I've mentioned it on my blog at www.localventure.blogspot.com, but I won't announce it live here until everything's 100% sorted. So we're going to do 2 main items on the podcast today. First of all, I'm going to do our hot topic. Our hot topic today is it's just an interesting or relevant area of the market in brief. And I wanted to talk about an insurer today, CS Healthcare. I'm raising them as my hot topic today because I've had some dealings with them in the past week and been fairly impressed. CS Healthcare, a PMI insurer, private medical insurance company, but they're more of a specialist insurer, more of a niche player, as they only accept business from either current ex-civil servants or their direct family members. So we're really talking about people who work for councils, for the NHS, armed forces, a variety of different public sector type clients. Now, as a number of my personal clients are doctors and other senior clinicians of various types, they are an insurer that I regularly include in market reviews for my clients. And their pricing has been variable over the years. They're not super cheap. They're not a budget provider. But they do have a really nice modular personal plan with 4 key elements of cover. But interestingly, they have a cash plan, which, although it's not available as a standalone option to clients, you have to have private medical insurance, it's really simple, really easy to bolt on their cash plan to the core PMI. And I actually picked up a client this week who was interested in a cash plan for his kids, but ended up providing PMI cover with CS for the whole family as well as for the kids. So it was a really nice little sales point I was able to use to pick up the business. As a smaller insurer, they're very approachable, very sensitive to client needs. So although as a prospective client, or if you're one of my professional introducers, an IFA, an accountant, or other kind of professional advisor that passes business to me, you may not have heard too much about CS Healthcare. But don't dismiss them if you see them on a review, because they're a good little player in the marketplace. Now then, let's talk about our first sponsor. Our main sponsor of the podcast is Podcrate UK, and you can find them at www.podcrateuk.co.uk. They are a business that specialises in helping both individuals and companies come up with that killer idea for a new podcast and then help them to create it and record regularly. They've got special deals for both individuals and companies, and their aim is to help you podcast your passion or that really key marketing message to your clients. If you're listening to this podcast and you would like to find out more from Podcrate UK about setting up your own podcast, visit their website, www.podcrateuk.co.uk. Use the contact form, and when you do, quote the code PMICAST10, is if you subsequently use any of their services, as a thank you, you will get a 10% discount on their already competitive fees. Right, back to the podcast. Let's move on to, now then, normally we have a masterclass, which is a quick overview in a little bit of depth about one particular area of PMI or cash plans or dental or whatever the subject would be that I would choose. And then after that, we would go into our main topic. Today, I'm combining my masterclass and main topic because the subject I'm looking at is a little bit more in-depth than perhaps the masterclass format really allows for. So, today, I'm going to talk about using a cash plan to try and save money for corporate clients on their private medical insurance. So first of all, let's define what a cash plan is. You may come across these. They're what was called the old hospital Saturday funds, now generically called hospital cash plans or cash plans. They're a low-level health insurance product designed not to cover the entirety of a private medical incident, diagnostic or claim, but rather to pay a smaller cash amount back on the arising of a given set of circumstances. So for example, usually cash plans will be broken down into a series of mini benefits where, for example, for routine dentistry they will pay £50. For optical cover they will pay £50. For an inpatient stay they'll pay £20 a night. For a hospital consult with a consultant you might get £100 back. These are all annual benefits payable for each of the people covered on the cash plan. And as you probably tell from those amounts, typically it's quite low-level stuff, but interesting, the cash plan does provide cover for things like routine dentistry, which typically isn't available on your standard private medical insurance plan. So a lot of people will either have a cash plan as a budget private medical product, or they will have it in addition to, let's say, a mid-range private medical product. So the two work very well together as either an introduction to the marketplace or as a way to augment the cover that you already have. Now, in the corporate sector, cash plans are very common because for a company wanting to pay for a benefit for staff, it's much cheaper than providing a full private medical insurance product. So you'll tend to find the product in a lot of companies, particularly if they're in blue-collar sectors where they perhaps don't always provide a high level of other benefits for staff. And you'll have heard about various providers in this sector. Simply Health have a very large proposition following their purchase of HSA a couple of years ago. Bupa have a cash plan. Westfield, based in Sheffield. There are a number of other players, Health Shield, Medicash and so forth. And again, as an independent advisor, I often give advice on both personal and corporate cash plans for clients as well as for private medical insurance. Now, in terms of the discussion we're having today, we're really talking about budgeting for small corporate private medical insurance. Now, in today's economic climate, I think clients are still looking to keep costs down as much as possible. That's certainly the conversation I'll often have with the group secretary of a private medical scheme at renewal. So if the group has no excess, so they're not asking the employees to pay a certain amount of each claim when they make one, or if they have a low excess in place, let's say £100, one option is to use a hospital cash plan paid on a company paid basis to fund the excess that any employees have to pay when we install one or increase one. So let's look at a case study. And this is loosely based on a client I've looked at in the last few months. So we take a client with a couple of hundred employees paying about £140,000 at renewal for their private medical insurance on a nil excess basis. So at the moment, the employees just make the claim and it's covered in full by the insurer as long as the claim is eligible. At renewal, we looked to introduce an excess of £100 for this particular scheme. Now, depending upon the insurer, depending upon the excess that you choose, and with an existing group, depending upon the claims profile of the scheme, the insurer will give us a discount for introducing £100 excess. The advantage for the insurer, of course, is that having £100 excess prevents the employee, in theory, from making the low-level nonsense, unnecessary claims that they don't really need to make. So a one-off consult, a bit of physiotherapy. And for the company, of course, they're offered a discount. And again, staff won't tend to be off work making these low-level claims. So the example we're looking at, the premium went from £140,000 at renewal down to £122,000. So we've already made a saving of £18,000. Now, because the employees are being asked to make a contribution towards the claim of £100 now, they could be, quite rightly so, I suppose, upset about that change in their terms and conditions in their private medical plan. So the answer here is to put in place a cash plan. Now, for a cost of between, and it will depend upon which benefits we choose to include and how many employees are covered and so forth, we'd be looking at a price of between about £6,000 and £10,000 per annum to cover those 200 employees and dependents on a cash plan. So that's still a saving, even assuming £10,000 premium on the cash plan, of £8,000 on nil excess amount that we started off from. So to summarise, the company saved at least £8,000. The PMI insurer theoretically reduces the risk in terms of low-level claims, and in return, they offer a discount to the company. The employees have to pay the excess still. They can't get away from that. They will have to write a cheque or pay the balance of the claim that they make with a doctor or hospital. But they can claim it back from the cash plan, because the way we set up the cash plan means that there will be a consultation benefit included within that, within the cash plan product designed specifically to cover the cost of that £100 excess. But the last advantage for the employees is that they now have all the other additional optical, dental, sometimes personal accident type benefits. So although they have to have they have to pay for the £100 excess, so there's a bit of admin for them, they have all the other benefits and they will not be out of pocket. So it is a virtuous circle. The question I'm always asked is, what's in it for the PMI insurer? Well, I suppose they would say that over time, the cash plan providers may not be able to sustain this paying of the excess. But at the moment, this kind of plan's been active in the market for a couple of years, and none of the major cash plan providers seem keen on removing the benefit or changing it. So it changes the emphasis of the excess slightly for the insurer, and it may be over time the discounts available for putting in place an excess, particularly that low-level 100 excess, will reduce. But at the moment, it really is a true virtuous circle for the company, for the client, and obviously for myself, who's able to put another good benefit in place for my client too. So let's quickly talk about our second sponsor, which is Sonos. The Sonos wireless music system lets you play any song in any room and control it all wirelessly from the palm of your hand. Firstly, you need to purchase one of their wireless zone players for the room of your choice. This starts at around $349. You then use your computer, the controller that comes with the players, or your iPhone with the Sonos app installed, and you're able to play music in any room of your house and every part of your life. So it gives you instant access to songs and stations, including your music library on iTunes, and obviously all of the new internet radio stations that are coming online too. So if you're interested, you need to go to my blog, which is localventure.blogspot.com. Click on the banner ad at the very top of the page for Sonos. There you can browse and buy your units from there. And if you do go ahead, we get a small commission to help sponsor the podcast. So if you are interested in Sonos and their systems, please do buy via our link there, and it'll be helping out the podcast, helping us keep things free and keep the content varied. So that is the end of the podcast today. I'd just like to thank our sponsors, PodCreate UK and Sonos. Make sure if you're going to PodCreate that you quote PMICAST10 to get your discount code, and visit Sonos, click on the tab at the top of the page I've just mentioned on my blog. If you would like any more information on any of the topics that we've discussed today, so CS Healthcare, cash plans, corporate PMI and so forth, please feel free to get in touch. You can get a hold of me via the email for the podcast, which is pmicast@gmail.com. As an aside, if you are interested in commenting on any of the things we talk about on the podcast, please use that email address. I get a lot of contacts from people on LinkedIn and also via Twitter as well, talking about the podcast, asking me various things. I tend not to include them in the podcast because I don't really have their explicit permission to talk about those subjects. If you email me on pmicast@gmail.com, I'll reply and I'll kind of take it as read that we can talk about the issues you raise, although I won't ever reveal anybody's identity unless you specifically ask me to. You can also follow me on Twitter. You have at Phil Knight PCH and Local Venture 1 are my two main Twitter feeds, and my blog I mentioned already, www.localventure.blogspot.com, and you'll find me on LinkedIn as Philip Knight. I'm always welcome. People are always welcome to send me LinkedIn requests, and we'll link up on that site too. The blog I'll just talk about quickly. Every day I try and put in place a business related blog post, and over the weekend something a little bit more light-hearted generally. We get about 100 hits a day on the blog, so it's a really good source of information for people. And I always talk about the podcast when we put a new episode up. So perhaps put a bookmark note on localventure.blogspot.com. The more people we get there, the easier it is to attract sponsors, because we're also taking into account listeners on the podcast and people that read the blog that supports it too. My business webpage, and please visit there to find out more about my private medical practice, is at www.premierchoicehealthcare.ltd.co.uk/consultants/Phil-Knight. From a regulatory perspective, I am an independent healthcare consultant. I'm part of Premier Choice Group, who are authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority. Their FCA number is 312878, and you can find full details of Premier Choice at www.pch.uk.com. If you would like to see my client terms of business, I'll send you a copy through. Just email me on the podcast email address. Please remember to look out for us on iTunes and tell all your friends and colleagues about us. The more listeners we have, the better my life becomes, and the more people I'm able to get the message out to. I'd appreciate as well if you get a chance, you could leave us a review on iTunes. To do that, you need to click on iTunes on your PC or Mac, make sure you're logged into your Apple account, search for PMICast, and click on the Leave a Review tab on our page. I think we have two or three reviews already, but because... And thank you for those people that have left a review already. But we need a minimum of 5 for them to show on the page. So it would be really useful if we could get a couple more people to leave, hopefully, positive feedback on the podcast. Now then, the reviews there, they not only obviously tell us what you like and don't like about the podcast, but they really help with search engine optimization. The more people find us on iTunes, the more people will listen to the podcast, we'll get a higher ranking on Google and so forth. So it helps with listenership and sponsors. And if you get a chance, check out my other podcast. It's called Where's Wilson? It's a light-hearted look at science fiction, fantasy, TV, comics. You can find it in two places. It's at www.whereswilson.podbean.com. The first couple of episodes are there. You'll also find it on the PMICast stream. So if you're already subscribed to PMICast, you will see Where's Wilson popping in maybe once a month. Technical issues with having the separate streams. So at the moment, it folds into the PMICast stream as well. So if you're already a subscriber to PMICast, you'll be getting that too. But that's the end of the podcast. Just a quick note to say that any opinions expressed during the course of PMICast are mine and mine alone. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you back here next Tuesday for episode 5. Take care, have a good day.